Good morning, it's 7:19 with Sports News. I'm Jesse King. In the NHL's Stanley Cup playoffs yesterday, the Lightning scored in overtime to beat the Bruins 4-3, tying their series at a game apiece. Also, the Canucks downed the Golden Knights 5-2 to not their series. The Penguins began retooling their roster yesterday by acquiring Kasperi Kapanen from Toronto in a multiplayer swap. They also got well-traveled forward Pontus Aberg and defensive prospect Jesper Lindgren from the Maple Leafs for Pittsburgh's first-round pick in this year's draft, as well as forward Evan Rodriguez, defenseman David Warsawski, and Swedish forward Philip Hollander. In the NBA playoffs yesterday, the Nuggets were 12 minutes away from elimination before extending their first-round series to Game 6. Denver's Jamal Murray scored 33 of his 42 points while playing every minute of the second half to lift the Nuggets over the Jazz 117-107. Also, the Clippers routed the Mavericks 154-111 to lead their series 3-2. In Major League Baseball, the Marlins shut out the Mets across two games yesterday, taking the opener 4-0 and Game 2 3-0. Also, the Red Sox bested the Blue Jays 9-7, and the Phillies rolled over the Nationals 8-3. The Braves and Yankees were rained out in Atlanta, delaying the debut of Shenandoah graduate and Braves top prospect Ian Anderson. It'll be made up in a doubleheader today, starting at 4:10 p.m. Also, today's schedule at Saratoga Racecourse includes the second running of the $85,000 Mahoney. First post is at 12:50 p.m. Lastly, in other news, Jamaica's Minister of Health says legendary sprinter Usain Bolt has tested positive for COVID-19. Bolt said he is asymptomatic but will stay indoors and self-quarantine. The world record holder in the 100 and 200 meters retired in 2017. I'm Jesse King.